Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, just a sidebar. Teddy Bridgewater went back to coach his alma mater in Miami Northwestern, and they were 4-6 when they hired him. They just won the state championship.
Amazing.
They beat an unbeaten team 41-0 for the championship. They outscored their opponents 262-12 in 5 playoff games, and they won it all. Miami Northwestern, state champs. Congrats to them and Teddy Bridgewater. Used to be a great high school program down there in Miami that, I mean, half the kids that went there play at Miami in college. They were always great, and then they had some lean years, and then they brought him in, and they are back on top. All right, we start the second hour. I always like to tell you to get the Sports Grid app on iOS and Android. It's free. You heard me. F-R-E-E. It's free. You can watch the network. You can listen to the network on it. You can follow your favorite hosts like Cam Stewart Live. And it's got everything, stories, highlights, in-game odds, you name it. It's all on the Sports Grid app. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Also, did you know we're streaming on X? That's right. Just go to sportsgrid-live, and you can watch us 7 days a week, 365, streaming on X. It's very popular. One other note, get the Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcasts on iTunes or wherever you get your porn, podcasts. Available Monday through Friday. The shows are great. The one is 3 hours. The other one's, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes of just everything that's going on the night before, the night of, the weekend. It gives you everything you need to know in terms of games, spreads, totals, everything. I think you'll dig it. It's the C2C and For All on the Bench podcasts. All right, let's get into it. Here we go. The Monday night doubleheader tonight. The first one is at the bank in Minneapolis on ABC at 8 o'clock, and it's the Vikings and the lowly Chicago Bears. Here's Kevin O'Connell talking about trying to stop Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback.
I think we're going to have to do a much better job this time around trying to keep him in the pocket. And then, you know, when we get our ops with some either design pressures or, you know, a guy wins against his one-on-one, you got to be ready to come to balance and try to get him on the ground. And I thought one of the biggest plays in the whole game was JG's sack in overtime when it was a three-man rush. He was straining through the tackle or the tight end and the running back in protection. And we just kind of kept him in there, even though we didn't get immediate pressure. We were able to finish the down with a sack because he's doing a really good job. And then just the more and more you watch him, you can tell he's getting comfortable, you know, on the NFL time clock of rhythm.
All right, listen, let's calm down here. They lost in overtime to the Vikings in Chicago, 30-27. And listen, for me, they're 11-2. They're at home, and they're playing a 4-9 team that they didn't even try against when they beat them in overtime in Chicago. If they even remotely try tonight, they kick the Bears' ass. I do not believe in 4-9 football teams any more than I believe in 3-10 football teams. I'm sorry. Or a 2-11 football team. Like, I'm going to bet on them, like the Giants. I wouldn't do it if you paid me. So tell me who you like tonight in this game. Again, are you going with the Bears in that big piece?
Scotty, I'm like a drug addict with these loser teams. I just keep on coming back for more. Can't get enough. Here's the deal. The Vikings have been playing, they're winning games, but they're living very dangerously too, letting teams back in games. Divisional game, I will take the 6.5-7 with the Bears. I think it's closer than anticipated. Minnesota wins, Chicago covers, but I have a real problem. Like, you know me, I can't shake these like loser teams. Like, I can't get off them. Bears.
All right, let's look at the most bet player props for the Bears-Viking game. Here you go. You got Addison over 52.5 yards. I'm having trouble reading that.
Swift under 50.5. Swift under 50.5. Jordan Addison over 22.5 longest reception. That's number three. Hawkinson over 42.5. I could buy in. And Aaron Jones over 62.5 rushing yards. Scott, what do you think? Probably over there. I like those Hawkinson and Jones props for the Vikings.
Yeah, I like that Jones rush and Hawkinson. And Addison, I think, has been fantastic. In fact, I'm going to just say it. I think Addison's been better than Jefferson this year. I mean,
He's been amazing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, great Jefferson's had one good game. He's had one game with a touchdown. He hasn't done anything the entire season. And people say he's the best receiver in the NFL, and he never does anything.
Scott, great call by you. Like, you know, we bitch and complain. Oh, it's the Lakers radio and this and that and TV and all this stuff. When are people going to talk about Jordan Addison? That's the whole thing. That's like, have you not seen what this guy's doing? You're right. It's always the same easy, low-hanging fruit. Oh, this guy's a star. This guy's a star. Know what? Jordan Addison's the real deal. And he's helped the Vikings win a lot of those games. Without him, they wouldn't be nearly the 11-win football team that we see. That guy is
wicked. All right, let's look at the Tutty bets for this game. Player touchdown, anytime Tutties. Jefferson, of course, on top. I'll take Addison at that 1.5, and I'll take Hawkinson at 2.5, and that's where I'm gonna lay my money right there. First Tutty, Jones plus 5 Bills, Jefferson 8 Bills, Addison 9 Bills. God, give me Addison 9-1.
I like it too, Scott. I like any time touchdown in that market. Hawkinson's a good price at plus 250. I like Addison at plus 150. First touchdown, give me Cole Kmet for the Bears at 22-1, and I'm a tight end guy. Give me Hawkinson at 11.
All right, Raheem Morris says he's confident that Kirk Cousins is going to get through the Falcons' struggles. How about Cousins' struggles? 8 interceptions and no touchdown passes of recent note. How awful has this guy been? Here's the Falcons head coach.
No doubt. You know, it's tough on everybody. Like, you just want to play better so you can find a way to get out the funk and get the win. So it's been tough on all of the guys. But, you know, like, I think the main thing is when the quarterback is a part of that and the head coach, they always get most of the credit and they always get most of the blame. So, like, you got to find different ways to support those guys. You got to find ways to start, you know, support those guys and be able to get around those guys and be around those guys. So, like, I'm Kurt will be fine.
I don't support anyone that throws 8 picks
some
in a row.
Some form of a stretch, whether it was 4 games, whether it was 1 game, 2 games, whatever the case may be. He's the ultimate professional, so I got a lot of confidence that he'll be able to bounce out of this thing.
I mean, did they not give this guy more money than God, and he's throwing nothing but interceptions and no touchdowns? I mean, honestly, let's look at the odds for this game tonight in Vegas at Allegiant on the Strip and Cincinnati to Mega Hub. Atlanta and Vegas, you see it there. Cam, what do you think? They believe, the smart people that think they know more than everyone else, believe that Atlanta will win by 6 and that there's a 70% chance they'll win the game.
Well, maybe I'm dumb. I like both dogs. I'm going to sprinkle on the money line and try to make money that way. I'm not laying points with the Falcons on the road. This team is, they're fraudulent. Another thing, too, you said it. Cousins can't move. All he does is throw picks. If the Raiders get pressure, it's going to be a problem. Why don't they put Michael Penix in the game? Like, what do you got to lose? Like, Cousins, if he, like, short leash for me tonight, Scott. If he's one of those guys who throws a couple picks earlier, can't move, that's why you drafted Penix. Give him a shot.
Well, they don't have to pay Penix what they have to pay Cousins. And I think with the money that they're paying Cousins, they may let him throw 30 interceptions before they put Penix in. Let's look at the most bet player props for the game tonight in Vegas. You'll have to read it, Cam. I'm old.
Okay, I will. Yeah, that's the thing. I know. I can't believe I can still see. Jacoby Myers, over 62.5 receiving yards, top prop. Michael Mayer, over 50.5 receiving yards. Like that. That's low-hanging. What a great handle. Sincere McCormick. What a name. Over 52.5 rushing yards. Fantastic. Bijan Robinson, over 81.5. And Darnell Mooney, over 48.5 receiving yards. Those are the top 5 betting props.
Yeah, I just noticed that I actually see better without my glasses, which is a really bad sign.
That's a horrible sign. That's
I got progressives on, and I have 3 different lenses. And when I took them off, I actually could see it. Let's go to the touchdowns for the players tonight, see what we got there. I can actually see this. I like, but I don't like that price on Bijan. I like Bowers at plus 1.5.
Love
and
it.
That's it. And then first Tutty. Christ, I'll take him at 550. I really will.
I'm with
Bowers, the only guy catching touchdowns. for the Raiders.
You, bro. I like a double shot with BB, Brock Bowers. First anytime. Let's rock, Scotty. I'm with you.
Very exciting tonight. Two of the worst games I've ever seen in my life on paper before they even kicked them off.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Shane Chung is our hoops analyst extraordinaire on Sports Grid Catch's show, Betting Above the Rim. I used to do it with him, and it was always better with the two of us together talking rack. Now he does it without me, and he said yesterday to someone at a bar, he doesn't miss me at all. But he's on C2C again, talking rack. I want to go back to Saturday and the cup games, and it's simple for me. If you can't, and no one can stop Giannis, you're not beating this team in a big game. He had 32 against the Hawks, and it didn't matter how good the Hawks have been this year because they've been better in the Bucks, but they weren't better Saturday night, and Milwaukee makes the final against the Thunder. First, talk about this game, then we'll talk about the Thunder's win over the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, what a performance, especially in the fourth quarter by the Milwaukee Bucks, a team, let's be honest, Pharrell, that I've, you know, kind of questioned how they've looked. But Pharrell, I mean, name a better team since the middle of November, since Milwaukee. They've lost two games. And one of them they avenged, which is that 119-104 loss they had to Atlanta. But to me, it's about the fact that I've liked what I've seen Pharrell on the defensive end of the floor, only giving up 102 points. Giannis with a 32-14. A monster performance from a guy that, let's be honest, Pharrell, when he's engaged and he's rebounding and doing everything and they're not atrocious at the three-point line. They defend. They give themselves a chance to win. But as good as you got at a 34-14-9 from Giannis, you still got 25-7-6 from Dame. You got 16 from Brooke Lopez. You got almost a double-double out of Bobby Portis. They're playing better basketball, and it sets up a really interesting matchup versus OKC tomorrow night in Vegas.
How about Middleton not mattering in that rotation right now? Like, Bobby Portis matters more to the Bucks than Middleton does. I know it's crazy to say, but it's true.
It is true. But also, Pharrell, if you really think about it, it was really a smart move by Doc Rivers putting Andre Jackson Jr. into the starting lineup. Why, Pharrell? They can't defend guards. So now you put Andre Jackson, you remember him from UConn, 6'5", 6'6", long wingspan, can guard 1, 2, 3. Now you can protect Dame guarding in the perimeter and have Andre be the better defender. And then you bring guys like Portis, Middleton, Trent Jr. off the bench. That's a pretty good bench for Milwaukee right now. Let's see if Jackson can slow down probably a guy that could be the MVP this year, and that's SGA tomorrow night.
So how do you lose a game when, well, I know the Thunder are better than the Rockets, but how do you lose a game when you get six guys in double figures? That's what happened to the Rockets Saturday night.
Listen, simply as put, you could have six guys go get you whatever they can get you. But when you got a guy of the caliber of SGA that can just do it all, and especially the fact that you got to realize, bro, they also, in the second half, right, outscored him 60 to, I think, 44, if I'm not mistaken. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think it was a one-point game at the break, if I'm not mistaken. So when you have that killer,
It was 70. They put 70 on him in the second half. 70 to 54.
So a team that's as good as they are defensively is Houston, you get 70 points, and we could talk about the fact you have six guys go double figures, but how about the fact that you had four players get you 19 or more for Oklahoma City. And let's be honest, Isaiah Hartenstein has integrated himself perfectly into that team. 21-8 and 2 assists. This guy shows why New York is missing him right now, particularly his rim protection. Five steals for SGA. Really good performance. Should be a good game tomorrow night. But I still think right now I like the Thunder to take the NBA Cup.
So do I. And I'll tell you what, I miss Hartenstein too on the Knicks. But the Knicks have moved up to 3 in the East, and they looked really good in Orlando last night. I was watching with one eye open. Brunson went off. And how about Cat? 22 and 22 boards.
Well, listen, I want to dispel this notion about the quote-unquote softness of Cat. right? The rim protection of Cat. Let me tell you something. You give me 22 and 20, you're going to be okay by me. And I think what you have with the Knicks is this. They could have, folks, the best starting five. I'm not saying the best team. The best starting five in the league. Because at any point, any of them dudes can drop 20. Any of them dudes can drop three or four threes. And Cat's been tremendous. And it was really interesting because Jamal Mosley made some points about the refereeing. Jalen Suggs was playing. You remember the game Rough? You remember the game Rough 21 when we were a kid when there's no fouls? They were playing rough last night on Jalen Brunson. Then the Knicks could have shot 60 free throws and would have been enough. But I must also give my props to Jamal Mosley. He's done such a great job with this team right now, the way they're playing.
Screw them. All right, let's talk about your picks for tonight in the NBA because it's like the worst night of college basketball I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, for real. I tried to find college basketball games, and I had none. So I'm going just to the NBA today. I'm going to go with the Heat, -4.5 at Detroit. The Miami Heat has covered four straight games. They're playing a little bit better basketball, folks, as they try to climb their way up. Right now they're sitting fifth in the Eastern Conference. Give me the Heat, -4.5. Next, I'm going to go with the Sixers on the money line. No Joel Embiid, but I mean, dang, it's got to be enough with everybody else, right? To beat the Hornets, a Hornets team that is scrappy, but I do like Philadelphia to go ahead and get a win. By the way, folks, you can bet the Philadelphia 76ers at plus money to make the playoffs. I think they're going to find a way. I know it sounds crazy. Play number three, I'm going to go with the Nuggets +1.5 at Sacramento. Last two games. 1 by 30, 1 by 22. They're playing better basketball. I know Light the Beam is great at home, but I'm taking a chance. I'm going to take the Nuggets +1.5. Next, Jalen Duren over 19.5 points plus rebounds over in 6 straight versus Miami. Forget the fact that he's not covered his last 4 games. Pharrell, this is about styles make fights. Give me Jalen Duren over 19.5 points plus rebounds. The last, James Harden over 14.5 rebounds plus assists. He should get it done tonight. Those are my plays.
And who do you like in the hated most Pharrell Ballers semifinal tonight?
Pharrell Ballers, the old team goes down to Pharrell's new team, even though they call the Pharrell Ballers. And Chop Suey goes for 21 and 5 threes tonight. Mark it down.
She's got a 23 and a 20 game so far. She's lighting it up. Let's get those scholarship offers in, coach.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so kind of getting back to the Vegas scene on Saturday in the NBA Cup. The Bucks won that game 110-102. Giannis had 32-14, 9 dimes, 4 blocks, a steal. Dame time. Had 25, 7 dimes, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals. So the Greek Freak hasn't had a game this season where he has shot below 50% from the floor, and that's amazing in itself. Trae Young went off in that game, and they got 35 from him, 10 dimes, 7 rebounds. Here's Giannis talking about how he's trying to set the tone however he can in games.
Nothing, I was just trying to compete. I think I came back with like 7 minutes to go, 8 minutes to go. I don't remember. I was trying to get my rhythm going. And I feel like, you know, sometimes to get your rhythm going, you got to start defensively. I wasn't necessarily thinking I'm going to dive on the floor, but at the end of the day, I know that I'm trying to, you know, win the game, and I'll do whatever it takes to win a game. And I'm happy that I did because I feel like it translates to the whole team that, you know, you got to do whatever is necessary to, you know, close this one out. And I'm just proud of my teammates. You know, the way we started the game kind of set the tone of, like, you know, we're here to compete. Down the stretch, I feel like we could be definitely better in executing. But, yeah, we won the game. We have
Jesus,
another one in
this
two
guy
days.
Boring. Honestly,
stay focused, stay humble, and try to get the job done.
Oh my God. So let me just establish something here. Yes. Oh, you know when he's talking about 50-50 balls, like diving for loose balls? I never dive for loose balls on the floor ever. You are asking to have your ankles rolled, your knees blown out, break a wrist, break a finger. I am not doing it. So when a guy, when I play, listen, if there's a turnover and a fast break going the other way and I'm like coming up the court and I'm near half court and suddenly there's a turnover and a guy's running the other way, I just don't even try. I just let him go, have the dunk. I'm not chasing some dude down. I'm too slow. I don't dive for loose balls. I don't have anybody diving around my ankles. It might one ankle injury away from being finished. I'm not having it. But by the way, in that game, Jalen Johnson had 15. Daniels, who they call the Great Barrier Thief. What a nickname. That is awesome. He had 11, 8, and 5. Hunter had 15. Bogdanovich had 10. And they still lost because they got big games, the Bucks, from Giannis, from Lopez, 16, 3, and 1, from Lillard, 25, 6, and 7, from Portis, 10, 9, and 2. Middleton was 6, 3, and 4. Even Green was 9, 1, and 1. The Bucks just flat out had too much for the Hawks. In the second game, the Thunder win it. And if you look at the Thunder, it really is incredible, Cam. The Thunder, and by the way, I wanted to say one other thing about Darvin Ham. Going back to the NBA Cup Finals, in back-to-back years for this guy, 7-0 with the Lakers, won the Cup, 6-0 with the Bucks as an assistant. So in the Thunder win, 111-96, Shai Gilgeous with 32, 8 boards, 6 dimes, 5 steals, Jesus, and a block. Your boy Hartenstein, 21, 8 boards. Jay Will had 25 and 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Here's SGA. He schools Dylan Brooks and finds Jay Will for the 3 on ESPN.
Gilgeous Alexander, bumped by Brooks, is playing with 5 fouls. Oh, nice crossover. Goes inside. Out to Williams. Williams a 3. Gets the bounce and goes through.
So I just wanted to say, in terms of Houston, they had all these guys in double figures. Listen to this. Smith had 14. Brooks had 14. Şengün had 13 and 11, a double-double. Green had 12. Van Vliet had 8, 9, and 7. Torrey Eason had 12. And Thompson, Amir Thompson, had 19. They had all those guys in double figures, and they still got their ass beat. It really is unbelievable. So tomorrow night, the Thunder and Bucks for the world, for the NBA Cup in Vegas. Who do you like, Cam, tomorrow night?
You know me and SGA. He's the real prime minister. I'll take Oklahoma City. I got to be honest with you. Surprised both favorites covered. Atlanta was hot. They couldn't get it done. I don't like the 5. You know what? 5. But you know what? I think the Thunder are a better team. Give me OKC, Scotty. And I like our futures a lot heading into the season with the Thunder.
It's going to be a great game. We'll see. It could come down to the last shot. It could come down to overtime. We'll find out. When we come back, we will talk to the mayor of Miami. Joe Ranieri is on Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Exciting developments here today as we're lucky enough to hook up with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, on his birthday, no less, and he's hungover, so why not do it again? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Okay. Joe, happy birthday.
That was good for me, Scotty. Thank you very much here, my man. It's a pleasure to be. I can't think of any place I'd rather be, Scotty, than right here on Pharrell Coast to Coast with you on my birthday.
He's inside the sportsbook at Scarlet Strip Club right now, trying to start it up again on his birthday because he got strung out on the eve of his birthday watching the Dolphins lose another game. But I will say this, at least the Dolphins teamed up with the Colts. They both lost, so my Steelers got into the playoffs, even though they got bent over in Philly.
Yeah, no, it was not a good look for the Steelers, Scotty. But we're good because the happy hour and the quality doesn't start until 5 p.m. here at Scarlett. So we got plenty of time, Scotty. We're good to go here for you.
Hey, so how's the guy DeBose? They said he was moving his extremities. Is he still in the hospital? What's the latest on the receiver?
It was such a weird thing, Scotty, because we didn't get a whole lot of information after it happened. We knew it was very serious, that there was a concussion, which is what they were saying. But they are, the reports coming out today is that they, you know, things are looking better, things are looking up, but still very, the whole process was weird because we didn't get a whole lot of information right after it happened, outside of apparently a pretty bad concussion.
Well, they lost in Houston, and that pretty much, they're finished now, right?
Yeah, well, most everyone is finished in the AFC East there, pretty much at this point. So except for the Bills, who are hell-bent on going scorched earth and pretty much dominating everyone, including the big bully on the block, the Detroit Lions yesterday. So Dolphins, unfortunately, it's over. You know, thanks very much. They've got serious issues in that building. They're going to have to figure out in the offseason and hopefully via the draft, because that defense is not going to get it done.
So let's talk about who you believe, because I haven't spoken to you in a minute, which sucks. But who do you like? Because I'm kind of like, I think Philly's the best team in the NFC. I pick them over the Lions based on injuries. I think Philly's healthy. I think they kicked the Steelers' ass. They won 10 in a row. They're dangerous. I don't want to hear it about all their infighting and all that sissy stuff. And then I question, you know, the Lions because of all the injuries. I wonder how good the Vikings are. Are they one and done, or are they legit? And then in the AFC, are, you know, Gabe's on the Bills to go to the Super Bowl. You forget they never beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. They beat them when it doesn't matter. And will Mahomes be ready with the ankle for the playoffs and all their home games at Arrowhead that they're going to get? Or is it a team like Pittsburgh who looked awful yesterday?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, Pittsburgh, they were still a 5.5-point dog on the road, right? So it wasn't like they lost a game as a big favorite here. That was going to be a tough spot for them one way or the other. But what are you going to say about Philadelphia, Scotty? You're right. They should be considered the favorite coming out of the NFC. I'm with you in the Detroit camp that is just far too many injuries on the defensive side of the ball to be able to overcome. Now Montgomery as well. I mean, the list of injuries is ridiculous for Detroit. And Buffalo, what can you say here? I love teams, Scotty, that appear to have taken that next step. Philadelphia has gotten better, and the defense has gotten better as the year has gone on. And to bounce back the way Buffalo did, to go on the road for a second week in a row to take on a team that's only lost one game and to bully them the way that they bully everybody else, I mean, how do you not like the Buffalo Bills to be able, could this finally be their year? And, oh, yeah, by the way, if you don't have Mahomes, you're in risk of now the AFC Championship going through Orchard Park, Scotty, and not Arrowhead.
So you think, he'll miss the game Saturday. They're getting two at home against Houston. And you think it'll possibly, because it's a high ankle, go another week beyond that when they face the Steelers on Christmas Day? He's not going to play that day either?
Scotty, this isn't the Tyreek Hill days, right? They don't have the same style of team that he can. If he's not mobile, they're done. He needs to be able to extend plays and do his thing, right? If he can't do that, if he is limited, Scotty, he's a dead duck against the better teams in the AFC. You and I both know that Baltimore will come after him. Pittsburgh's coming after him. The Bills are coming after him. Any sort of injury to an ankle like that is maybe worse than anything else, because he's not mobile. He can't get away from anybody, and he's a dead duck at that point.
Lamar looked great yesterday, 5 tutties, but he was playing a Pop Warner team in the swamps. The Steelers seem to have his number. He's got kryptonite when it comes to the Steelers in his hands. He just doesn't beat the Steelers. Who wins Saturday in the Charm City, Pittsburgh or Baltimore?
Oh, I think Pittsburgh gets them once again here. I mean, I think the Steelers with Russ, they got beat up a little bit yesterday because, quite honestly, Scotty, no Pickens, no stretching the field. He means a lot to that team, does he not? He is a guy that if you make Russ Winston one-dimensional, that's a problem. And, of course, they weren't worried about Russ beating them deep. They weren't worried about that at all, which helped them stop that running game. Yeah, I think fully healthy, the Steelers are legit the other AFC team to beat, not the Baltimore Ravens. That defense of the Ravens is not impressive against the pass.
He had a nice 30-yard shot to Austin that he caught down by his shoelaces behind the Philly defender. So it wasn't like he couldn't throw it deep. And I also wonder why Williams isn't going deep. This guy's enormous. Why aren't they sending him deep, you know, without Pickens around? They play, I think, this guy Jefferson too much and not Williams enough targets. Let me ask you about Jimmy Butler. There's a lot of teams allegedly that want him, the Mavericks, the Rockets. There's been talk of the Dubs, the Suns. What are they saying in Miami about Jimmy Butler? Because Jimmy Butler misses lots of games. They've never got it done with Jimmy Butler. They went to the finals. They lost. They haven't sniffed it since. Is now the time to sell him before he's not worth as much, let's say, a year from now?
Well, Scotty, the bottom line is they're already a year too late, right? I mean, Belichick, you got to love him. Belichick used to say, I'd rather move on a year early as opposed to a year late. And that's kind of where the Miami Heat are with him. Plus, he's going to have the final say as to where and what where is he going to go. I mean, he doesn't want to go to a team that's in a rebuild mode. He wants to go to a contender. But how many teams can actually afford to bring Jimmy Butler into the mix? So it's very limited. Sure, Jimmy would be reluctant to go. He loves Miami, loves the people, but he understands the business. And the reality is Miami Heat fans, Scotty, are on that same page where we probably should have let him go a year ago and not now. And now it's just get what you can get and move on.
I wonder if he could put the Mavericks over the top after the run they went on last year with what they already have, how deep they already are, if they added that piece to it. Let me ask you real quick about the Panthers. A big game tonight at Rogers Place in Edmonton against the Edmonton Oilers, who've been on fire of late. And the Panthers have had a couple of tough losses of late. How do you think they'll do tonight in Edmonton?
Yeah, well, this would be good. I mean, the Oilers are rolling right now, right? And apparently the Panthers forgot how to score on this West Coast trip here. But I think this is exactly the spot where a team like the Panthers with the championship medal, they will show up and they will show out here tonight as a small dog, Scotty. I think they come out blazing, and I think they might even been looking ahead to this game here tonight, the last couple of games. So I'm all right with backing the Panthers at plus money.
So happy birthday. Say hi to all the girls at Scarlett's for me. It's been a minute since I've been there with you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's talk a little NBA with the Prime Minister. He's facing a serious push from the right in Canada and dealing with all kinds of trauma and just ridiculousness. They're trying to overthrow his government. It's unbelievable. And he's going to tax America for it. He's going to send America the bill. Sunday, the Lakers at the Crypt beat the Grizzlies 116-110 in la-la-la-la lipstick city. But AD had 40 and 16 boards. Reeves had 19. Guess who played? LeBron. He had a 18-piece, 8 assists, and 8 rebounds. Here he is talking about stepping away from the team last week.
Probably the Saturday after the Hawks game. Felt my foot, felt my body. After that Hawks game, after that last road trip, and I did my pregame workout on that Sunday for the Portland game, and decided that it was probably best that I probably take that game off, and then looking, forward to the schedule. We didn't play again until Friday in Minnesota. But if I had the opportunity to take more days and get my mind, body, and everything just, where I wanted to be for tonight, you know, and it worked out here.
God, he sounds miserable, and he literally, to me, sounds like it's almost the end of the road.
It's not the end of the road. No, I respect LeBron for the fact that Scottie's getting older and he's actually smart and knows what his body. Look at Embiid. This guy's like paper thin. Like LeBron plays, you know what? That was actually smart. He's an older guy. You play basketball. It's hard on you, man. When you're getting older, it's tough. It doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in. You got to understand your body, know when to rest, know when to play, and be ready when it counts. So, hey, I got to give LeBron credit. At least he comes back and plays where these other guys don't even make an effort to come back. It's a joke.
So I play, right? And here's what happens. Mm-hmm. So I play in the mornings against great players, and then I play in this league at late at night. So I got the semifinal tonight. Now, I'll play probably 8 to 10 minutes in this game, and I'll run up and down this NBA court. And literally, I will go home after the game, the semifinal, and within an hour, I'll be in atrophy. No. I'll sit down and have a rum, and I'll get up to have another one, and I can't even walk. I'm like locked my hips. And then, like, tomorrow, there'll be no running because I'm shot. My legs hurt. My hips hurt. And, like, that's because I'm almost, you know, I'm 59 and I'm done, but I can still ball. It just takes a toll on your body. I shouldn't probably be playing basketball at my age. Guys that are half my age can't believe that I'm playing basketball still. The thing is, I love playing basketball more than I like doing anything else in life. So I keep playing for some strange reason. And my body, it takes a toll on me. Put it this way. My middle name is Jacuzzi. Mavs outshoot the Warriors 143-133 in the city by the bay. In the way. Teams combined to make the most threes in a game. 48. Luka had 45, 13, 11, the triple-double, his 80th of his career. He also had 3 steals, 2 blocks. Klay had 29, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Kyrie had 21 and 8 dimes. Wiggins had 29, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. Curry had 26, 10 assists, 5 rebounds. Here's Luka. He gets the and-one to fall late in the game on NBC Sports Bay Area.
Everybody can let it fly. 4-5 point game. The Warriors are plus 15 in points on turnovers.
Luka. And wow!
They flip it in and drop the foul. He needs something else.
When I yell and one like that in a game, I always get teched up. And where was this when they played the Thunder in the NBA Cup semis? I mean, honestly, where was that game against the Thunder? The Warriors traded for Dennis Schroeder from the Nets, DeAnthony Melton, Reese Beekman, who? And three future second rounders go to no sleep till in Brooklyn with the lowly Nets. You heard me. Pacers beat the Pelicans 119-104 in Indy. The Pacers have sucked this year. Siakam had 22. Halliburton had 21. The Celtics beat the Wizards, but they didn't cover. 112-98 in the district. Tatum had 28 and 12, double-double. And all 5 starters and 7 players in double figures. Celtics now have more wins in D.C. this season than the Wizards do. 3 times they've beaten them in D.C. How many times are they going to effing play them? I mean, honestly. The Knicks beat the Magic in Orlando. Brunson at 31, Cat at 22, and 22 boards. The T-Wolves rolled the Spurs 106-92 on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. Ant Edwards had 26, 5 boards, 2 dimes. Wemby had 20 and 12, double-double. And what else? The Suns beat the Blazers. They didn't cover. D-Book had 28. Durant had 20. He's back. Suns had all 5 starters in double figures. Now, Embiid is going to be reevaluated in a week. He suffered a sinus fracture on Friday. He got raked across his nose and orbital bone. It's always something with this guy. Have you ever seen a 7-footer, 300 pounds, get injured as much as this guy does?
You're 59 years old and going out to play and getting murdered. I could barely get out of bed because guys used to, my back is an axe when I played hockey in front of the net and they never used to come. And this guy has a nosebleed. Oh, I'm hurt. You know what, Embiid? Get tougher, bro. I'm so done with you. I get it. You're bigger and taller and whatever, but the fact LeBron is still going out there and playing and this guy, oh, I got another injury. Hey, Sixers, you guys suck. You're a joke. And the other guys can't even pick up the slack. What a clown show. Scott, great call by us on the other way, too. Wizards, play on team because they're getting like 16, 18 points, losing games and covering. And watch out for Portland. They're going to go on a nice little ATS run. They lose games but cover numbers.
How about Jared McCain, who's been having a great year for the Sixers? He's out indefinitely after suffering a torn meniscus, and he has to have surgery. So his great season hits a wall. There's some games tonight. Obviously, let's start with it real quick. Speaking of those said Sixers, they're in Charlotte tonight against the Hornets, and it's at 7 o'clock at the Nest. Charlotte's getting 217 the total. Who do you like here, the Sixers on the road or the Hornets at home?
This is like feces versus trash. Like, what am I doing here? 2-7 win teams. Give me the Hornets at home because I hate the Sixers. You're right. McCain was their best guy. He's out. They're done. I know Hornets are awful, but I'll take them in this spot. They'll get it done.
Miami's at Detroit and Little Sleezers in the Motor City. Detroit getting 4.5, 218.5.
Feels like a trap game to me. I think Detroit might be able to cover the number. Very close game. Love my home dog, Scotty. Give me the Pistons, but it'll be tough.
Yeah, I kind of like Miami there in that situation. When we come back, we'll hit the rest of the NBA games. We got a lot going on here on a Misery Monday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live on Coast to Coast on a Monday. Good to have you with us. We're looking at the NBA games for tonight. North of the border, it's the Bulls and Raptors in Toronto. Toronto getting two at home. 241 is the number. Toronto 7-19, but they cover a lot. Will the Bulls, four games under 500, win that game in Toronto tonight, or will Toronto steal another one?
I'm taking Toronto, Scott. This team, you talked about it. These guys are ATS monsters. Like, that's what they do. I know Scotty Barnes is out for a while, but they got a nice supporting crew. The Raptors are one of those teams. They just grind. They might lose the game. Like, they'll be in it. It'll be a very tight game. I'm going to take the Raptors. All they do is cover.
All right, Cleveland's 22-4. They're playing at no sleep till against the five games under 500 Nets, who traded away Dennis Schroeder for a bag of donuts. Brooklyn getting 10.5. Cleveland favored by 10.5. It's 216 tonight in Brooklyn.
What do you think, Scotty? Is it too many points? Brooklyn's one of those teams, too. They lose but cover big numbers. It'll be right around there. I want to take the Nets, but I'm a little bit hesitant. Who do you like? You like Cleveland or Brooklyn?
Yeah, I kind of like Cleveland tonight. I think that, you know, Brooklyn has kind of slipped off. They lose Schroeder. Obviously, I think Cam Thomas and can score a lot and they can get buckets, but Cleveland's 22-4. But that number's enormous at 10.5.
It is. It's too big, in my opinion. So I'm probably gonna pass on this game or play it live. Yeah, I'm telling
you. Did you think I was gonna die right there? I mean, there was potential for it.
Ricola.
My throat was scratching so bad when I was talking to you. I was like trying to not cough. And I was like,
your Halls. Harry Halls over here. Yeah, you need some metalipus there, some lozenges.
I got friend. Some Ricola. Let's go to the next one. Denver and Sacramento at the Golden One in Sactown. Denver's getting 1.5, 237 is the number at 10 o'clock in Sacramento.
You talk about it, the Nuggets disappointing. Sacramento should be better, but this is a spot play for me. I like the Sacramento Kings to get it done, Scotty, and win this game. Denver will figure it out later on in the season, but I think Sacramento wins this one tonight on their home court.
All right, Utah is on the road at the Intuit in La Lipstick City in Inglewood. The Clippers are laying 8, 223.5. Utah's 5-19. They're miserable. The Clippers are two games over 500 now. I think they get it done tonight and win this game by 10 or more at home.
Sky, we usually agree, but I'm telling you, Utah's been playing better lately and covering numbers. I think it's a little too much. I think the Clippers probably win by like 5-6. I think it's too many points. I'm going to small play with the Jazz.
All right, just so we're clear, tonight is the worst night of college basketball ever. One of the best games is Wofford and Charleston, if you're into that kind of thing. It's kinky. Charleston laying 6. I mean, listen to how bad this is. Baptist against Middle Tennessee. Who cares?
I love Cal Baptist.
Grand Canyon at Louisiana Tech. Tech's 9-2, and they're getting 2.5 at home. I like Tech. Montana's at Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa laying 10.5. South Alabama is at TCU. TCU's laying 13. Meanwhile, they're 5-4. Take the points with South Bama. Texas Tech laying 28 against Oral Roberts. Air Force is at Northern Colorado. Northern Colorado's laying 9.5. Meanwhile, they're one game over 500. They're Hairdryer City laying 9.5. I know Air Force is awful, but, I mean, give me a break. And then Southern Utah's at New Mexico State. New Mexico State is 4-6. They're atrocious. They're playing in Las Cruces. They're laying 5. Take Southern Utah in the points. God almighty. All right, I want to talk about some of our incredible bets on Saturday in college basketball. I want to start with number 18, UConn, edges out number 8, Gonzaga, by 6 at the Garden. That was a great game. Liam McNeely, he screwed Indiana and left there and went to UConn. He had 26, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 10 of 12 from the line as the Huskies get it done. They've beaten Baylor, Texas, and Gonzaga since losing in Maui, those three games that dropped them to number 25. They certainly look a lot better, and they always look good when they play at the Garden.
25? Are you kidding me? UConn's still one of the best teams. They had a little bad run. Big deal. Hurley went nuts in those games. Now these guys are back in business. We had UConn, Scotty. Great college card on Saturday. I wish we could do that every night. The Huskies are a top 5 team. Don't kid yourself.
When we come back, we'll look at the rest of the games from Saturday and a bunch of them that we hit. We went crazy hitting college basketball games. It's coast to coast on a Monday.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.